Here is Mark from San Diego.
My name's Mark, recovered drug addict and alcoholic. So glad to be here. It's an honor to be able to share something with you guys that I actually have something to offer today. And it's amazing to come from that place where I had nothing left in me to a place where I have something to offer. And it was out of my worst experience in my life that I've gained something to share with others. So, you know, I came to this meeting a couple years ago, and it's a big meeting. There's a lot of people here, you know. And the first thing I was thinking of was like, I wonder if I have a really good joke, you know, or something to like start it off, because I found that laughter is good medicine, like better than any medicine ever. But it's a bummer because I don't have any good jokes, so I don't know if I can help you guys out with anything. Hopefully the next speaker will. So my sobriety date was March 1st, 2012, and yeah, so it's been a little over 7 years now, and let me just take you on a little journey. And I so relate to the deaf. I'm actually deaf in my right ear. So I totally, like, if I ever end up deaf in this ear, I know exactly where I'm going to be. Like, I totally know that. You know, and then also the last thing I remember is I always wonder what old people would do when they retire. I've seen a lot of, like, old people, and they, you know, are always looking for something to do. And I found out, thank God I'm an alcoholic, because I have Alcoholics Anonymous meetings to go to when I retire. I'm going to go to a crap load of them. I know that for sure as I get older. So, yeah. So, yeah. I'm just, God, what a day. It's, you know, I found that sharing my current experience is something that's so important to me, where I'm at with what I'm doing in my life. And I've walked through the step process a number of times and gone back and done what I thought had been all the amends that I'm aware of. And guess what? There's more. I have a new wife. We've been married 3 years now, and we have an 8-month-old child at the house. And she knows nothing of the man that I once was in the past. And we got a chance to go out on a date Friday night, and we went to the bowling alley, and my son stayed home with grandma and grandpa, and we got there, and we're enjoying bowling, and next thing you know, out of the bar comes this guy, and this guy comes right up into my face, and he says, "Motherfucker, you owe me fucking money," and I'm like, oh, shit, man. Out of the 12 years I destroyed my life, there was about 5 of them that I'm completely unaware of. And you know, it's such a crazy thing to continue to have to make right for all those wrongs that that old person did. Like, I'm no longer attached to who I once was, but I'm still responsible for the consequences of those actions that I took. And it's such a weird thing to wrap my head around as I had to reach back out to him. You know, I really wanted to go out to the street and fight him and get a bunch of people involved. And I really wanted to do some stuff that I used to do. But what I did was I got my wife and I told her we needed to go. And I told him, once you sober up, I'd love to have a conversation with you and find out how we can, you know, come to some sort of agreement on what happened. And if you need help, just let me know. And for the next 3 nights, I had using drinking dreams for three nights in a row after. And I've been sober 7 years, and I felt like my freedom was shaken. And so I realized, I talked to a friend of mine, Rick. He's been sober for 40 years, and I sat down with him on a couch at the Poway Alana Club at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, and I thought, what a great guy to talk to about this situation. And so I asked him, Rick, what do I do in a situation like this where, you know, I was holding on to the fact that the way he approached me, that's why I wasn't going to pay him, because he came up to me when I was with my wife and he started acting out. So why would I pay a guy that got in my face like that? And he looked at me and he said, how much are you willing to pay to have peace of mind? And I was like, shit. You know? And he said, Mark, peace of mind is priceless. You got to go to any lengths for that kind of stuff. And And it was so crazy that the how much I was holding on to where he was wrong fell away in that moment. And I realized that this wasn't about that man. This was about me and my life. I'd never want to have to continue moving forward with this, with my wife and my newborn, and have them having to experience any of the stuff that I had to go through before I came to this program. So I have to make things right in my life and experience the freedom that's involved in that whole process. And, you know, and so that's current. That's currently where I'm at. I actually reached back out to him. Thank God for Instagram and Facebook. I was able to find him, and I let him know, you know. Perfect. And I let him know. I said, you know, I'm sorry about Friday night. You know, I really wanted to go outside and fight you, but I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't. And, you know, I'm willing to make this right. And, you know, I'd love to have a conversation with you. So if you ever want to talk, just let me know. And that next night, I had the best dream of my life. That's a lie. It was a really good dream, though. It wasn't the best dream of my life. That was a lie. And I'm grateful. It's taken the initiative to do my part. That's been really helpful in this program. And I would say to anyone new that there is a process to get to this place where I can have the power to go back and make amends for those places that I was wrong in. And I wouldn't jump the bull and go jump ahead of, you know, and try to go tell everyone I'm sorry right now. But I know for sure I would definitely take the time and go through with a sponsor, through the 12 steps. And when you get to that point, hopefully you'll be ready to actually start to look at some of that stuff. And I'll just share for 5 minutes really what happened in my life and where I'm at. When I came here, I was 28 years old. I had been in and out of Alcoholics Anonymous for 10 years. I was 130 pounds. I was a high school dropout. My left eye was twitching from all the prescription pills I was taking. Towards the end, I was taking any prescription pill that was available. Like, my guy couldn't get me the stuff that I liked, so I just told him if anything had a may cause drowsiness little tag on it, then just give me those ones, you know? And so left eye twitching, 130 pounds. I didn't know my sexual identity. Like, I was so broken. No healthy relationships, no vision for my life, and nothing going well. The last 3 years of my disease, I literally drank when I woke up because I didn't want to experience life anymore. And I hated waking up, and I wanted to do anything to be unconscious and just not have to deal with how much wreckage I had created. And over the last 7 years, I've gotten to go back and do some amazing things in my life. You know, it's so crazy. I went back to high school at 29 years old, and I had 6 months left. I, like, ran from that time of my life so fast into the disease, and I got to go back. I was so afraid because the only voices in my whole head told me I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't smart, that I had a learning disability, and that I couldn't finish it. And with a little bit of support from the people in Alcoholics Anonymous and some courage, I was able to go back, finish high school, not get a GED, I actually finished high school, and they asked me to speak at the graduation. And it was so cool. I got to share my story with hundreds of people, and there were like 3 or 4 people in the audience that were like, "Oh, you're friends with Bill too." And I was like, "Yeah, how cool is that?" And so then after that, I got to go straight into an electrical apprenticeship, and I finished that in 4 years, and I was out in the field, and then I got a chance to become a manager, and recently just got a job with NV5 designing power lines for San Diego Gas and Electric. And it's so crazy because I was 7 years ago, I was pushing brooms and digging holes going, "What the fuck am I doing? I can't keep doing this. I'm supposed to be somebody. Why am I here in my life?" But I stuck it out, and I just kept putting one foot in front of the other and just kept doing the next indicated step. And I stayed close to the program and close to the people in the program and close to the power greater than myself. And I'm actually in a place now where I'm like, wow, this is where I was supposed to be that I just never got to because the disease stole it from me for 12 years. And that's what I wanted more than anything when I got sober. I wanted to fucking do something important with my life and not end up just letting this disease take me out. And I'm so grateful. Like, I got a chance to marry an amazing woman that I met at a church I started going back to because I decided to give that a shot in my life again. And We've been married for 3 years, and it's built on something solid, and we have an 8-month-old child now, and I pay my bills, and I have a budget, and I have a job that I show up to, and I have a car. I got to buy a car. That's what I really wanted when I got sober. I felt so much guilt and shame when I came here. My mom would drop me off, to meetings, and I'd be like, fuck, man, drop me off around the corner, please, So I'm so mean to her. I used to be so mean to her. She's just trying to help for years, and I think about that, and it's like, I have a car now. I even bought my wife one. So I'm a product of the 12-step process, and my life, just sharing my story, hopefully we'll share the steps. And it's so awesome that I get a chance to be here with you guys. And tonight I'm really looking forward to listening to the next speaker. I get so much out of listening to other alcoholics share their stories, and it just brings a sense of relief to a guy like me. And I'm grateful I found that here in AA. I found my home. And if you're new, I hope you find what I found here, and I hope this program launches you into what you were destined to be, and that's somebody great, and that's somebody that gives back and does some good in this world, and has healthy relationships. And that's what this is about. It's much more than just not picking up a drink. That's the beginning and the end of it, but there's so much more in the middle, and I hope you find that like I did. So thank you for letting me share. Appreciate it.